first day of school, one of my favorite books, which I picked up in a rack at a school when I was going to high school, was Dune by Frank Herbert. And he says, the beginning is a delicate time. You know that better than most, especially after yesterday.
Oh, yes, yes. The first day is always a hectic day, but a rewarding day.
You know, you have, I really kind of have a new appreciation for school administrators from what was to what is. Now, you've got to worry about clothes, you've got to worry about bullying, you've got to worry about social media, you've got to worry about the distraction of phones. You really do have a lot of on your plate now. There's always reading, writing, arithmetic, but you have a social component in outside of education that administrators have become responsible for. You've almost become part of the family in many ways.
I guess you could put it that way. Yes, social media, things such as that, mass communications has changed the outlook of education. That's for sure.
And one of the issues, of course, now is the return to school safety. At the end of last year, the Parkland school shooting, that draws so much attention to the subject that you are applying yourself to, and that is school security, school safety.
That's for sure. I think as parents, as members of the community, the thing that we're probably charged with the most is providing for the safety of our young people.
So how are you doing that this year?
We've done quite a few things. We've hired school resource officers at our buildings. With the new evidence-based funding that came in late last year in April, and back this year, we're able to have the funds to have school resource officers. Unfortunately, a couple of years ago, we had to cut those as a part of budgetary reasons. So this year, we have full-time officers in our high school and our junior high. We have a part-time officer at Northside Primary Center, and we continue to hire a security staff member out at the elementary school, which we had last year.
Who makes up these security personnel, school resource officers?
We've joined into a joint agreement with the City of Energy, actually, to provide our resource officers. And they were able to hire part-time officers that a majority of them are retired state police officers. And when I was looking for resource officers for our schools, that's kind of what I was looking for. I was looking for mature individuals that have had to deal with the public and young people for many years, and they can do so with composure and integrity. And I think that's what we got. We have four retired state police officers at our high school and our junior high, and a couple other officers. I believe one is a major in the Department of Corrections, and another one is an officer with the City of Energy Police Department. So we've gotten some mature, let's say, forward-thinking, intelligent, respectful people working with our young people, and that's what we need.
And have they gone through additional training for when it comes to, and I hate even using the word, shooting scenarios?
Yes, they've all gone through that training, and they will continue to train as things change over the years, and hopefully we don't have any more of these shootings, but that's probably not the case. And from each one, you learn a little bit and what can be done to prevent and what can be done to mitigate the damage if one so does occur.
And it's interesting because, you know, we always seem to gravitate towards this worst case scenario, but school resource officers do a lot more than just that dreaded day, right? I mean, and I learned this because I've been working in a situation very often when I started working as a disc jockey at our youth center in Harrisburg, Officer Pete Childers. Right? Worked with him with security every Friday and Saturday night when I worked there. And it wasn't the concerns, you know, that we see today, but one, his presence had effect on behavior. And you ask any law enforcement, the guy that's maybe next to the beer tent at the Des Moines State Fair, having a police officer around or seeing a police car on the road while you're speeding, you slow down, it alters our behavior. But there's a spectrum from this worst case scenario all the way down to what goes on in the parking lot.
Correct. And our school resource officers will not just be in one place. They will be checking doors. They'll be checking parking lots. They'll be walking the halls. They'll be where a majority of the students are on large congregation times, like before school, after school, and during the lunch periods. But you are right. They help with the school climate overall. They give students another reason to be on their best behavior. And actually, I think that will make them feel much more comfortable with their surroundings and their peers and be able to go to school what they go to school for, to learn and to be educated and not have to worry about safety issues. But they're also there to to be a resource for the students if they have questions about legal things, if they have concerns about people they know or friends, and what can be done to help them. And they're going to be going into classrooms and instructing students in driver's education on different safety issues and things and laws and different things, just so the students can be safe now and in the future and know their rights and know how to basically behave as a responsible citizen of our cities and states.
Well, I think it's important to know that as you're a parent, or maybe you're just a plain taxpayer, that we're not talking about just somebody who stands by the front door and crosses arm and looks grim. You know, the officers that I've seen that have the most profound effect on the people around them are the ones that seemingly are constantly engaging with the kids.
Correct. And that's what we want to see. We want our students to realize that the police are here to help us, to protect and serve. You know, that's their motto that you see on most police cruisers, and that is the truth. They're really here to help us and help us to run a more more organized, efficient society. And if you talk to most police officers, that's what they feel their duty is, and we need to get our young people to realize that they're here to help.
And you might even find out that some kids like that and will become police officers as a result. I'm not being facetious.
I'm sure they will.
They do. I think when you watch and you see what other people do and you come around and you start making decisions about your life and you say, look what they did to help, I'd like to be that person. Hey, before I let you go, Carnes back on the football field.
Yes. We had quite a scare. I know his family had to be in dire straits this summer, worrying about a young man. Well, I call him young because he's quite a bit younger than me. In his early 40s and having a heart attack and triple bypass surgery. But he looks better than he has in years, and he's recovered from the surgery, and he's going to be back on the sidelines this fall, and that's great because he's a great motivator of our young people, and he's done an outstanding job with the football program. And I tell people, I ask, well, what's the secret? I said, it's because he has connections with the kids, and the kids know he cares about them, and they're willing to play hard for him, and that's the main reason of his success. It's great to have him back.
Yeah, because I was telling Mike Murphy the other day, because we were talking about some of the schools that were having problems getting enough freshmen to play to field a freshman football team.
Yes, that is true.
You know, and I was talking to Murphy, and I played for some really good football coaches. Gene Hale, on the list goes. I mean, from a very young age, I was playing football starting in middle school, and, you know, played for some basketball and football for some great coaches like that. And, you know, and I was just telling Mike Murphy the other day, I'm not in this studio. I'm not doing what I'm doing, how I do it, and being here on time every day without those people that had that early impact on me. I recognize that now, and I went for a number of years and didn't, you don't really think about it, but you gain some perspective in life, and you realize people like Carnes help and contribute making good adults, good employees, good community. And I think that goes underappreciated. We look at the score and go, our team won, but I think sometimes we don't see the process that is going on and what is the outcome of that. And it's not just about who won the conference championship.
You are exactly right on that. Athletics, the sports, or academic teams, or the other activities we have at the schools, they do teach us great lessons in life and working as a team and working towards a goal and realizing we're not as important as we thought we are, and we're just part of a big cog, a big wheel, and we all have to work together to get something done. And I mean, you can even take that to further when they have families, and it's not about you, it's about your family and what you have to do to be the father or the wife or dad or mom that you need to be. And I think those are the great things that athletics and academic teams teach our young people.
And it keeps the nose off the front of a smartphone screen, too.
That is true.
Probably ought to mention that.
That is very true.